Smart move number 12 is maximize your social opportunities. Remember that opportunities are infinite for those who develop the ability to anticipate. You never know when the next person you meet might be the one. When it comes to meeting men, it's not uncommon for a woman to get into a dating rut. A woman sent me the following story about her personal challenge of meeting quality men for dating and love. I've been in a dating rut for about 9 months now. The last two guys I dated were very hurtful to me, so I guess I've been afraid of getting hurt again. I haven't been looking for men in any conscious sense. I will go out with my friends, but mostly to neighborhood pubs. I'll hang out with these friends all night and then be disappointed when I don't meet any guys that I like. It feels like I've fallen out of the dating zone and I can't figure out how to get back in. It's as if I lost all my dating confidence. I'm attractive and by all accounts a good catch, but my luck at meeting good men has really gone bad. Can you please give me some help on what's going on? Here are some strategies to help you maximize your social opportunities. Assemble a good team. You can make this search for eligible men a lot more fun by putting together a group of like-minded friends to socialize with. Good candidates for your team would include those who keep your spirits up, those who take you to new places, share the attention, they say good things about you in your absence, they protect you from unflattering remarks, and they help you keep your dating standards up. Another strategy is get a little help from your friends. Friends and family may be one of your best resources for finding and meeting new dating prospects. They can often make an easy connection for you with someone who is pre-qualified as a good possibility. It helps to have more than one group of friends to associate with so you can meet a variety of people. Otherwise, you'll quickly exhaust your supply of possible men for dating. Another good strategy, explore your neighborhood. Make sure that you don't overlook the importance of proximity when it comes to meeting people. If you live in an area that has an abundance of single men, be on the lookout for chance encounters at coffee houses, grocery stores, dry cleaning establishments, banks, breakfast hangouts, postal shipping centers, laundromats, health food stores, hair salons that cater to both men and women, gourmet delis, school events, car washes, dog walking trails, and movie rental stores. If you don't live in an area that has a good number of single men, then you can consider spending more time in sections of your town that do. Another good strategy is expand your leisure activities. Successful men are known to work hard, play hard, think hard, and contribute to worthy causes. When a man has free time, don't expect him to sit around his apartment and watch television, except football, or curl up with a good book. Instead, be on the lookout for men doing a wide variety of leisure activities. You might find men with their guard down at antique car shows, performance driving schools, outdoor musical festivals, racetracks and casinos, computer classes, investment seminars, charity pancake breakfasts, college events, political fundraisers, and various church activities. And a last strategy I recommend you check out is go online for dating prospects. If you have a positive attitude about online dating, then there's no denying that this medium offers a good chance for success. Online dating is particularly suited for people who tend to be shy or live in small communities and want to branch out. If you're going to try online dating, be sure that you do it in a smart way by designing an effective personal profile, being patient with your prospects, maintaining a safe approach, and finding the right online service that suits your style. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you're stuck in a rut and can't find any new love prospects. But dating rocks when you do a variety of interesting activities that allow you to meet lots of men with their guard down in low-pressure social situations.